We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:47. Three big things.
Three.
American women capture hockey gold at the Olympics.
Two.
Lucas Hernandez's stepmom arrested on child endangerment charges.
One.
Icy conditions bring more closings and cancellations to South Central Kansas. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic update here on this Thursday morning. We've had some slick travel in some places in the Wichita area. Some main roadways are slushy, but there are some side streets that do have a much more icy complexion to them, and that has caused some trouble in some places this morning, including the Riverside neighborhood near North River Boulevard and 11th Street, where a car went into the river. One person did get out safely with some minor injuries, but fire crews had to winch that car out of the river. And it was described as, North River Boulevard was described as a complete sheet of ice, nearly impassable at one point. So they got sand trucks out there to try to help that situation a little bit. We do have also the report of a car in a ditch at K254 and Webb, and police checking out the report of an assault in the 2800 block of South Emporia. Traffic update from KNSS Radio here on Steve and Ted.
Winter weather advisory until noon today. 30% chance for freezing rain and drizzle today. High of 36 degrees. Yesterday's high was 28, so we're warming up a little bit. Woo-hoo. Mostly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 28. Then Friday, partly sunny. Going to warm up to 46 tomorrow, Ted. Could see a little melting. How about that? Now, freezing drizzle, fog, and 28 degrees, and a calm. Calm out there right now. That car in the river. Really, that's right where I go running almost every day. Right at that spot there. All right, freezing drizzle, fog. Oh, by the way, KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. A Ferndale, Michigan man who used a smoke bomb to try to rid his crawl space of skunks succeeded. But he also nearly burned down his house.
Yeah.
Firefighters were called to a home after the renter who lived there used a smoke bomb in the crawl space, tried to drive out the skunks that lived there. And when the firefighters arrived, flames were already in the crawl space and on the first floor. The man told fire authorities he waited 15 minutes after the fire started before calling 911. Apparently, he wanted to make sure that the house was really on fire and not be charged for a false call. A major liberal policy group is raising the ante on the health care debate with a new plan that builds on Medicare to guarantee coverage for all. Called Medicare Extra for All, the proposal to be released today by the Center for American Progress gives politically energized Democrats more options to achieve a long-sought goal. Still, the plan would preserve a role for employer coverage and for the health insurance industry. Employers and individuals would have a choice of joining Medicare Extra, but it would not be required. And stocks closed down a little bit yesterday. S&P fell nearly 15 points. Dow dropped 167.
Yeah.
The NASDAQ lost 16 points. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. A Gander store on the move in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Gander Outdoors says it will be moving into the space that was Gander Mountain in Wichita's Waterwalk development. The Gander Outdoors Twitter account said it will open a location there in May. Kay Auer of Waterwalk referred questions to developer George Laham. Laham Development spokesperson Amy Lebo says the company doesn't have anything to share at this time. We'll keep following it. Don Hatton Chevrolet buying Eddie's Ford of Augusta. Brandon Stephen, the owner of the Ford dealership. The transaction expected to close March 1st. The purchase price was not disclosed. Rumors have been swirling about the possible deal for several weeks. Business Journal asked Hatton's general manager about the possible sale. He denied it. Eddie's Ford will now be the fourth Wichita area Hatton dealership. And Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad is spending a lot of money in Kansas this year. The company says it'll spend $130 million to make rail improvements throughout the state. BNSF says the plan emphasizes maintenance projects with the largest component rail and rail ties. BNSF track passes through Wichita, Newton, Augusta, and Wellington. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So, Bill, how are you dealing with this frosty weather? I mean, personally, are you keeping friendly warm? You're wearing a stocking cap down to work there at the business?
Well, no stocking cap. Yeah. I got a big sweater on, so
yeah,
just trying to stay warm that way. And, of course, taking it easy out on the streets.
Does your sweater have a big picture of a dog on it or something like that, or is it just a plain old
sweater? No pictures. It's just kind of one of those quarter zip deals.
Ah, okay.
Well, thanks. Classy.
Yeah, I like to hear fashion. I like to hear about fashion.
Now, you know, Johnson County.
Well, you got me. Did you get that sweater at the plaza?
The plaza.
On the plaza. You know, some. Last night, St. Shelley fixed me some homemade potato soup.
Mm.
It was yummy.
Do you have a little bacon in there?
The capital E. No, we don't do that. You're not that.
You got to put bacon in the potato soup.
I never thought of that. St. Shelley, I'm not going to criticize her cooking. She could hear about it, you know. Sometimes
sometimes
she listens to the radio. She also threw in a grilled cheese sandwich for me.
Oh, man. That's
like
a good meal right
there. I like a grilled
right
cheese sandwich with a couple of pickles on it. You ever eat pickles on a grilled cheese sandwich?
No, can't say that I have.
See, that's kind of a thing down here in western Kansas.
That one of those Kingman deals? Or?
Oh, Kingman Dodge City. They're big on pickles out in Dodge City as well. I lived there for a time, you know.
Right.
I don't think they've got any plaques or statues out there to that extent, but I think they should.
They don't?
Yeah. Today is...
you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I know, but people in Kansas don't care about that stuff. Today is National Margarita Day. Yeah, the tequila-based cocktail. They have specials on margaritas almost everywhere, right, during the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you a margarita guy, Bill?
I do like margaritas. Not my preferred drink, but I do like margaritas. We had a margarita machine, if you'll remember, at the big soiree last summer. I don't know if you guys got that into that at the wedding.
The wedding. I don't remember that. Maybe it's because I had too many margaritas.
Maybe that's there you go.
Okay. As an alternative, we can celebrate National Chili Day.
This would be a great day for chili.
Yeah, this is a chili day. I know you like chili, Bill.
You bet.
All right. Well, listen, we're celebrating the fact that the U.S. women's hockey team won the gold.
USA,
at the Olympics,
USA.
Yeah, 3-2, a shootout with the Canadians, and congratulations to the women hockey team. How about that?
Love it, love it.
All right, 8:54, Steve and Ted, coming up, KNSS News at 9. Another icy day brings closings and cancellations. That's on the way here at the top of the hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.